Okay, today we're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parak of Dalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shlosa Sedinin Heim. There are three types of sheets. Ha'asu l'shchiva tamei medrus. If it's made to a lion, it's tamei tamei medrus. Levilon tamei tamei meis. If it's made as a curtain, then it's tamei tamei meis. Because people sometimes will wrap themselves in the curtain, so it's not subject to medrus, because you wouldn't sit down and rely on it. Vishal tsuros toros miklum. But if it's just an embroidery, so then it's entirely tahar, because it doesn't function as a kli, it's just sort of decorative. Mishnah Yudalit, Shalosh Mitpachosein, there are three types of cloths, or towels, I guess. Shal Yadayim Tamei Medrus, if it's made for drying your hands, then it's Tamei Tumas Medrus, because sometimes you'll sleep on it or lie down on it. Shal Saparin Tamei Tamei Meis, if it's made for Svarim, not Saparim, for Svarim, like Sifrei Tanakh, then it becomes Tamei Tumas Meis. Because sometimes you'll warm your hands with it as well, but you would never sit on it, rely on it. V'shal tachrich, v'shal nivli b'nei levi, tohar miklum. But if it's meant for tachriche hameis, or for holding the instruments that the Levim use, then it's entirely tahar, because there's no base kibble, and they don't really serve a person, and therefore it's not a real kli. So Mishnah Yud Gimel was about three types of sheets, Mishnah Yud Dalid was about three types of cloths or towels, and again, the familiar pattern that if it's something someone will lie or sit on, it's tamei medrus. If it's something that someone that has a base kibble or functions to help live human beings, it's tamei tumas meis. And if neither, then it's tahar entirely. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perichav Dalin Mishnah Tesvav.